I think they like you, Steve.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Well, hi. Show number 1,144 on the Friday before Mother's Day. Let's make this the text question today. I'm sorry, Mom. Have something you want to apologize to your mom for? 312-981-7200. What do you need to apologize to your mother for? Anybody want to start?
It's a good one.
Steve, why don't you start? Steve Grzanich, what would you like to apologize to your mother for?
Everything.
All right. Dave, what would you like to apologize to your late mom for?
I think I did all that already, Steve.
Covered that in the speech?
Yes.
Mary Vanderbilt, what would you like to apologize to your mom for?
Oh, boy. I don't know if I can say these things on the air. I don't know.
Well, it doesn't have to be, you know, deeply sad. That stuff you should take up with your priest.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's definitely true.
Haven't you got one where you disappointed her and you went, I should have apologized for that years ago? I'll come back to you, Mary.
Yeah, come back.
Andre, what about you?
I have to apologize because when I was about 17 years old, I borrowed my mom's car with my friends and we started driving. And my friend Mike told me that if you step on the...
Your friend Mike?
Yeah.
Your boyfriend?
No,
Mike?
This was just a friend.
Okay.
He was a little bit of a troublemaker. He told me if you stepped on the gas and the brake at the very same time that the car would make... I forget what he called them, but it would go like... So we did it on my mom's car, and I thought it was very cool. And the next day, the transmission fell out. And my poor mother was like, oh, my God. So she's taking it out on my dad. She said, what did you do?
I don't think you caused the transmission to fall out.
Thank you, Steve.
No,
I didn't think so either.
No,
thank
you. Really
you.
Now, you may have screwed up the brakes a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But no, the transmission wouldn't have fallen out because of that.
And
your friend Mike ought to go to jail.
he had a few issues with the law
okay.
In later years.
All right, then.
But sorry, Mom.
Hey, Joe, what do you want to apologize to your mom for?
She knows. She knows what
all
I yep.
right.
Oh, I actually thought of a few.
Oh, you got one?
Well, yeah, I guess dropping my daughter off at about 2 o'clock in the morning when my water broke and I had to get to the hospital to have my other child. So I had to.
Why did you have to apologize for that?
Because I felt bad. It was 2 o'clock in the morning.
God, it must be hard being a woman.
Yeah. And a lot of times I did drop my kids off with my mom.
You said drop,
all right,
you
well, know, those are fine. Those are fine.
Babysitting.
Samberg, what do you want to apologize to mom for?
For telling everybody in kindergarten that my parents slept in the nude.
What? Did you really tell them that?
Oh, I told everybody because I didn't know it was a secret.
That's funny.
Do they still?
No.
Okay, we don't.
As they've
really
gotten as they've approached Dave's age, they've gotten colder.
Okay, so. You know what? That was so totally unnecessary.
We can ask your mom when she's in. Would that be uncomfortable at all?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she gets really mad at me still about that. She said I've always had a big mouth.
And your parents?
No, she said that.
Your parents look great, by the way.
Thank you.
Nude?
You look great as well.
Well, they're youngsters.
No, but I'm saying
the three of you.
Yeah, they're not old.
My mom will be 62 on Sunday.
Oh, happy birthday, Mom!
Nice.
Probably that's not going to help.
Did you ever get your mouth washed out with soap, Sandra?
Oh God, I did.
No, we didn't. Do soap.
Oh, I did soap one time because I lied about not brushing my teeth.
You got tased, didn't you? Did your parents tase you?
I got tased.
The soap was the worst.
You guys want to know mine?
Yes.
Yeah, we're out of time. 6:15, time for the top 6 and 6.
From the Steve Cochran Auditorium in the lovely Sunrise Hotel, it's time to get your kicks.
Get your kicks.
Get your kicks. With the top 6 at 6, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men.
Item number one, wacky weather. Oh boy, we're teeing up some severe stuff if you ask me. High temperature forecasted for central Illinois today could be what? Anyone? Anyone? Have you heard?
Yeah, 90.
Dave?
90.
90.
Yeah.
North Shore temperatures, Dave? Any idea what they're going to simmer around tonight?
47.
That's quite a swing in, 100 miles?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd
mm-hmm.
say so.
Mm-hmm.
I'll add one to you. If you go further north up to Michigan, it was 22 degrees this morning in Marquette.
That's enough to make a bear quit.
Yeah,
that's enough to make a bear go, F this, yeah. I'm out.
I'm done.
Teens far north of, so in Canada, there were some teens.
That's just nutty, isn't it?
22 Marquette, 31 Rhinelander, 32 Alpina.
Hey, but guess what? Back up to Cameron. Back up to 83 next Tuesday.
Item number two. You know, this is one that's just for me. You know, and occasionally I just want to throw in one that's just for me. The Nashville Predators were eliminated from the National Hockey League playoffs last night. That pleased me. The Predators, who, you know, hurt our little Blackhawk feelings a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And are
last
annoying.
Year.
Just annoying.
Mm-hmm.
The Predators were eliminated by the Winnipeg Jets. The Winnipeg Jets have never been to a conference final. They're in now. I'm pulling for the Canadian team. Because I would like them to actually win a Stanley Cup in a year that the Blackhawks won't. So, congratulations, Winnipeg. Knocked out the Nashville goalie. Was that Penny Poopy?
Pecorine.
That's a guy.
You know what Pecorine? You can get cheap this morning in Nashville?
Pecorine conference finals shirts?
Conference? Catfish.
Oh, catfish. Ooh,
a lot of leftover catfish.
Yeah.
Good point. As I said, that one was just for me. Next. Kirstjen Nielsen is the Homeland Security Secretary. Kelly Sadler is a White House aide, a counselor and advisor. They both have stories this morning. One's not a story. The other's a significant story. We'll get to both coming up in just a few minutes. Next, the long-simmering confrontation between Iran and Israel burst into the open yesterday with most serious assaults from both sides. As each face off over Iran's presence in Syria, Iran got pretty much pummeled by Israeli rockets. Their positions in Syria did. They responded, though not terribly well. And J.K. Rowling took aim at President Trump's signature size. Now, remember, when everything's outrageous, nothing's outrageous. President Trump's signature size. He has a very large signature on his executive orders. Very large. Biggest ever. I've got the biggest signature ever. J.K. Rowling said, I'm not a fan of graphology, but the definition is when someone writes their name in a very large way, an arrogant person, conceited, haughty, who needs to exhibit compliments and recognitions, tyrant tendencies, exhibitionist, phony personality, may become melodramatic with a lack of critical sense. It's interesting. It's cute. The problem is, instantly on Twitter, a bunch of people found examples of J.K. Rowling's autograph being gigantic. So, yeah, it is what it is. It's not a story. And finally, it's Mother's Day weekend. And you got to love the moms in your life. And we will remind you of the text question. You need to apologize to mom for what? I'm sorry, mom. And if you think you don't have anything to apologize for mom for, well, you're wrong. Or you could make it up. Lou's coming up. Lou Manfredini, what would you like to ask Lou? First caller, always a big winner. Number's 312-981-7200. And you, Andrea Darlis,
yes.
You're going to tell us in just a second what's on the top six. But first, listen to this guy.
That's it!
That's all today for the top six at six.
No more!
Sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men.
It's Lou's First Call with Lou Manfredini and Steve Cochran. Brought to you by American Weathermakers.
American Weathermakers, we won't be comfortable until you are.
It's the time of the show for Lou's First Call.
I rarely point you to the website in the middle of the show, but I'll do it now because if you go to the front page of the WGNRadio.com website, you'll see a picture of Justin Kaufman and the legendary film director Paul Schrader, and it looks like Justin Kaufman and his angry Uncle Bob.
Saw that.
So take a look.
Oh, it does.
let's go to Lou Manfredini. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
All right. World's kind of a disappointing place in a lot of ways, but
it's
we're going to step forward.
It's a positive place, too.
You know, that's the thing, Lou. Most of it is. The vast majority of the world is a positive place, but the negative energy sucks us all in.
Yeah, I know. We got to stop that.
What do you want to apologize?
We got to go with the positive mojo always.
What do you want to apologize to your lovely mom, which you never had a chance to apologize for? I mean, something that, you know, again, you wouldn't say to your priest.
Yeah, I'm not going to go there.
Well, what are you talking about?
All right, come on now.
You think she could reach you from the great beyond and say, okay, young man.
Yeah.
Come on, there must be something.
No.
There's nothing you need to apologize for.
No. You're opening up that Pandora box is locked.
All right. Will you say hi to Pandora when you see her?
I will.
By the way, the April Air Wi-Fi thermostat that allows you to adjust the temperature of your home's air on your smartphone is the winners today from American Weathermakers, the 60-Minute Men. Call 855-955-HVAC. Has your mind leapt to what your children need to apologize to your wife for?
My kids are pretty happy right now.
Well, I'm not talking about now. How is this question difficult for everybody?
Well, it's hard. I think people have a lot of people have difficult relationships with their parents, and I think that for many these kind of days can be hard on people. Now, you know, the flip side of it is it can be wonderful for people that have good relationships with their parents, but
which I suppose is most folks,
right? Which is most folks, but it's hard. You know, it can be hard for people.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do for the rest of the show, since I really don't want to kill this question. For the rest of the show, if you'd like to take a pass, say pass.
Okay, pass.
Okay. Let's go to the phone now where Jessica's standing by. She's the first caller. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Jessica, you've won the April Air Wi-Fi thermostat. Put that sucker on the wall and have a good time.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Your phone connection here is a tad dicey, so ask your question and we'll jump to Lou.
Okay, hold on one second.
No, need to hold on. Just give us your question.
Oh. So, my question is that I have a driveway. It's got two rows of long concrete bricks, and one of the bricks is popping up. It's next to a tree, and I'm just trying to figure out how I can level it all off.
All right, let's go to Lou.
If it's next to the tree, then more than likely it's the root base from that tree that's pulling it up. And unfortunately, the only way to kind of put it back into place is that section that you're talking about has to come up, and then you have to look at the soil and the makeup underneath there. You could cut that root, but you run a risk of killing the tree depending on what kind of tree it is. And so that's difficult when you're near some larger tree like that where it just pulls the concrete up as it grows. So one of the things you may be able to do is take that out and re-pour it in a thinner dimension to kind of blend it over the top of that area. I would be very cautious not to cut the root of the tree because you could damage it and kill it.
Bare spots in the yard. What do we do about them, and should we do it now?
Yes. Right now, everything's greening up like crazy because it's warming up. And so bare spots, an easy thing to do is to just rake up the soil, any dead thatch that's there, pull it out, and then put some grass seed. There's a lot of different patch products out there that have a mulch and fertilizer built in. And so Scott's has it, Bonide has it, Jonathan Green has it. Scrape it, put it over the top, keep it watered. If you have pets, keep them off that area if you've got a little garden fence to go around there. And within 2 weeks, you'll have a lawn.
Mold spot on garage roof, inside garage roof.
Inside garage roof.
Mm-hmm.
Need to determine where the leak is coming from, if it's coming from the roof somewhere. So you might have to pop up inside that attic space to see if there's leaking there. From there, if it's if you don't see anything or it's been fixed or after you fix it, then you can kill the mold with a product called Fog You Mold that is an aerosol spray that is a non-toxic product that you'll spray on there. It'll kill the mold within, 20 minutes.
I was told, I think you told me this, when this question had come up in a different form before, that it's probably a leak from above, obviously,
correct,
or outside, but then it's damaging the insulation, which is causing the mold.
Correct. And the other thing, too, is when you go up in that attic space, if it's an extensive leak, that insulation might have mold in it, and it probably needs to get pulled out and thrown away.
Right, and replaced.
Right.
Okay. This time of year, we are dealing with bugs and critters and things of that nature that are enjoying the springtime and coming out. Every question that comes in, or every block of questions that comes in about this, always involves ants.
Mm-hmm.
What you got there at your Ace Hardware for the ants?
I was just at the International Hardware Show in Las Vegas.
Yep, me too. Sorry I didn't see it.
It was a big show. And so I was with some of the people there that make really good products. One of them is called Terro, T-E-R-R-O.
Mm-hmm.
And they make this stuff out in St. Louis. And they make ant bait stations, which are really effective. And they also make a sprinkle product that you can put around the perimeter of your home. That if you do that 1-2 punch right now, the thing with the bait stations is you'll actually attract more ants initially, which drive people crazy. But if you just give it 2 days you'll be amazed.
Well, if you see one, you've got more than one, so you have to deal with that.
Absolutely.
I got to tell you something. You told me about this tarot thing a couple of years ago, and I put out one of these liquid bait stations. There was a 4th of July parade of ants headed for that bad boy. I mean, I turned a light on, and I could not believe it. Like one...
They're carrying streamers and sparklers.
Yeah, walking, you know, a little ant parade. It does the job, kids. Not kidding. It really does.
Yeah.
So, and the product of the week at Ace Hardware, this is not a regular feature. I'm asking, what's the one thing we need for spring I could get at my Ace?
A Traeger smoker grill.
Traeger smoker grill. Tell me more.
Oh, my gosh. These things are the greatest things ever.
And I could smoke my meat?
You can smoke, and they're so easy to use. I think people get intimidated by this stuff, but in other words, let's say you want to do some, you want to barbecue some chicken for a family event. You'd put a little rub on, you know, some chicken legs and thighs and breasts, whatever it may be. You put it on this smoker for an hour, and then you let it smoke for an hour, and then you just turn it up another notch to warm it up a little bit. In 2 hours, you have the most flavorful food you've ever had in your life. And you just spent 2 hours watching the game.
It's about as easy as it gets.
It can't get any easier.
You tried to say. One more from the texters, 312. Can I replace the moldy rubber tube inside my washer? I've tried cleaners and not completely cleaning the problem off.
Tube in my washer.
I think it's probably moldy? The door rim, right?
The moldy rubber. Oh, maybe. Yeah, I mean, moldy rubber tube? So there's a bladder connection between, if it's a front-loading washing machine, there's a bladder that connects the drum to the frame of the washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
Those are replaceable. They're a pain in the rear end to do, but the front cover comes off, and there's like a giant spring belt, basically what it is. And it takes some wrangling to get it to get it back into place, but you can replace it. As far as trying to, if you're trying to clean it, there's this great cleaner called Challenger that if you spray a little bit on that rubber, full concentrate, don't dilute it at all, let it sit there for not even 5 minutes, and then use a nylon brush to clean it, you probably will get it clean. Wear gloves when you use this and rinse it.
Okay. Lou Manfredini, what are you doing on the radio tomorrow? Regular time? Regular bat time?
Regular bat time, 7 to 10 tomorrow morning. We're taking calls. We're talking with, who are we talking with tomorrow? I think I know this.
People on the show.
Yes, but we have a really good guest.
Listeners.
Noodle Lou, too.
Right, that's such a good guest. Lou's keeping it a secret.
I've been out of town all week.
All right, bud. Welcome back. Give your wife a hug from Happy Mother's Day.
I will. Thanks.
See you later.
Bye.
All right. Not a story, kind of a story, and a big story just ahead of Elise Glick. Not a story. The Homeland Security Secretary, Kristen Nielsen, getting yelled at by Donald Trump at a cabinet meeting. It's not a story. Donald Trump, who amongst us hasn't had someone that you would consider a bad boss? Someone who's toxic, someone who's poison, someone who's fond of being a bully. If that's Trump in a meeting, he's the boss. If he wants to yell at his people, rightly or wrongly, he's the boss. It was a closed-door meeting that was leaked. And I don't know Kristen Nielsen. She hasn't made any reference to this story. But I would assume she wouldn't want a bunch of people hand-wringing and making this a story all day. She's a big girl, and she can take care of herself.
Agreed.
Kind of a story. The fact that we had so many negative statements about John McCain yesterday, and people are talking about how this is the atmosphere Donald Trump has set by his own rudeness and his own attacks. And a guy who took multiple deferments for Vietnam, questioning the heroism of John McCain. Yeah, that's kind of a story. But an absolute story is Kelly Sadler. Kelly Sadler, the White House aide, and somebody who has a significant position, in a meeting yesterday when the question of John McCain's vote on confirming or denying the new head of the CIA came up, and the vote's a no. Kelly Sadler said, it's okay, he's dying anyway, to a room full of people.
Mm-hmm.
This was leaked by three separate people. Those three separate people who leaked it obviously wanted it out. It became a story. There has been no apology from the White House. But more starkly, as far as I'm concerned, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, once again, are saying nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Zero. Paul Ryan's in town today.
I was just
you need a microphone? Speaker, come over here. I'll give you a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that neither one of them have said anything about the outrageousness of this statement because we, and this is not one of those, and I'm hearing people already going, hey, people make mistakes. Mm-hmm. When are we going to hold the White House to the higher standard it's always been held to? How about today? Mm-hmm. How about, Kelly, sorry you said it, you're a grown-up, go find another job.
How about also, too, Steve, to your point, Kelly Sadler, how about just human decency and some respect for a senior senator who served our country for decades?
It is about decency. And General John Kelly, a colleague, someone who served, someone who lost his own son, how are you not saying anything about this? And how are you allowing her to continue to work there? Just outrageous. I need to clear my palate. Let's go to Elise.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our street. Our house.
Elise Glink joins us. She's going to tell us how to buy a house from your for your mother. No? That's not what you're doing?
Sure. All you do is you get out your checkbook or your charge card and just pay it with that way.
Seems right.
It's not hard.
Do you have any special Mother's Day plans that you know you're going? Your children are going to take wonderful care of you and just dote on you?
I'm not sure my children will remember it's Mother's Day. No, that's not fair. My younger son is at Northwestern, told me he's coming home.
Good.
He's going to bike up here. But I'm a little disappointed by Andrea's weather forecast because my typical Mother's Day is you go to like Costco and Home Depot and Lowe's and you load up on flowers and I spend Mother's Day planting. And I can't do that this year. Or maybe I'll be able to.
Maybe. Can you hold off? You could buy everything, but hold off till maybe Monday or Tuesday. We're back into the 80s on Tuesday, Elise.
I'm sorry. Do you not work for a living?
I know.
I think it matters. She's on this show. 847, I want to apologize to my mom for not listening to hear and breaking her favorite yellow mixing bowl. Years later, as an adult, I scoured antique shops and I finally found a replacement. It was one of the great days.
Ooh, that's a good gift.
Isn't it? This is apologies to mom on Mother's Day Friday. 630, oversleeping when she came to pick me up. Oh, I'm sorry. This is a different one. Okay. 630, oversleeping when she came to pick me up for Easter sunrise service and knocked at my door for 20 minutes because I'd been out drinking the night before and I had a horrible hangover.
Oh.
630, oh yeah, the little thing about marrying the guy, she told me I shouldn't, and 2 years later she was right and I got a divorce. 847, I'm sorry, Mom, for taking 8 years to graduate from college, and no, I'm not a doctor. 773, I want to apologize to my mom. 40 years ago as a teenager, I was a snotty little jerk. I regret it to this day, particularly since she's gone now. I'm sorry, Mom. 773, sorry, Mom, that my head was so big.
That's a good one.
I believe the words C and section are not included there. And from the 619 pass. Okay. Goes back to the uncomfortable Lou Manfredini segment. Elise, you are sponsored by Grandview Homes, and I know we only have a minute or two here, but is there anything other than going to thinklink.com that you believe is vital information for the public this morning?
I just want to wish all the moms out there and the aunts and the sisters a very, very happy Mother's, Aunts, and Sibling Day.
Well, very nice. Very nice. And I hope you have a fabulous Mother's Day.
Thank you. My mother's coming out. We're going to celebrate.
And next week, something you want to say you're sorry for to her, or you want to save it till you see her?
No. I go to therapy regularly for these sorts of things.
Oh, well, then have your therapist call me.
I shall.
All right. Enjoy your weekend. Happy Mother's Day.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Mama, you taught me to do the right things.
One of my favorite moms from last year was the delightful Faye Grzanich. Steve, is there anything you'd like to say before we put your mom on?
I just don't embarrass me, please.
Me or your mom?
Both of you.
Oh, okay.
Both of you.
Let's go to Faye. Good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Steve?
Doing good. Fine. I really enjoyed when you were on last year. You were delightful.
Well, thank you.
How is your day?
Oh, it's going good so far.
Any big plans for the weekend? Maybe Sunday?
Well, dinner with my daughter's having me for dinner.
Oh, nice.
We're celebrating my son's birthday, my oldest son's, Tony. He's going to be 55. And Mother's Day together.
What about your favorite child, Steve? What's going on with him?
Steve, I wish he could be here with us, but I bet he doesn't get to come.
Well, he could have the rest of the day off if he goes to see his mother.
Ah, there you go, Stephen. You heard him.
Let's go to Steve on this.
Here,
Steve.
Let's guilt me into it. Good morning, Ethel. How are you?
Ethel? Why are you calling her Ethel? Her name's Faye.
Her real name is Ethel.
Oh.
Her first name is Ethel.
Right.
Her middle name is Faye.
Oh, Ethel Faye. Ethel but Faye. You always liked Faye better, Faye? Is that why you go with Faye?
Yes, that's my middle name, and I've always gone by that because I have a twin name, Kay.
Who's Faye and Kay.
Edith Kay and Ethel Faye.
Wow. Your parents had a sense of humor. Steve, is there anything you need to apologize to mom for other than everything?
I thought about this earlier, and I think she actually owes me a lot of apologies.
What?
Yes, I do.
No.
I'm
kidding.
I was a bad mom.
No, she was not.
Yes, but it's I'm not anymore, thanks to the good Lord.
No,
Faye, tell me, when Steve was a youngster, when he was just a little newsman, what was he like? What was Steve like in, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth grade, or maybe even before that?
He was as cute as a bug in a rug, but and he was into everything. I can't say that he was a bad child. He was a good child. He was always carrying around tape recorders and getting into stuff. So I knew he was going to be something.
There you go.
With tape recorders. So
investigative journalist. Yeah.
And when she says, she says I was always into stuff. She means I was always getting into people's stuff.
Snooping around. Yeah, I remember that famous investigative piece about your uncle. I remember that piece, Steve. That well, didn't that win you an Emmy?
Yeah, it a child Pulitzer.
Now, did you notice a penchant for outer space when he was a youngster?
Oh, yes. And he will tell you about a pencil sharpener I got him. Mm-hmm. Let him tell you about that.
What happened?
Anything.
What was
it? No, it was just she got me one year she got me a space shuttle pencil sharpener for Christmas.
Nice.
I wanted the full-scale model.
That was the only gift he got.
And does he still have it? Do we know?
No, I don't think so.
Ah!
Yeah.
Gone a long time ago, but
so disappointed in you.
Mom, are you going to swim today?
Not today.
Yeah. What do you call
every morning usually?
What do you call the place where you go swim?
The cement pond.
Well, next time next time you go, say hi to Jethro Bodine for us, will you?
She's got critters too out there that
y'all.
She feeds as well. So,
well, Steve, say happy.
I love watching all of you on the news.
Thank you, Steve. Say happy Mother's Day to your mom.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. You know, Steve, she watches us every day on the cameras, the video cameras.
I do.
Well, I hope one of these times you'll come up and see us.
I hope so too.
All right. Happy Mother's Day, Faye.
Thank you for asking me.
Thanks for being on.
Thank you very much.
All right. I'm sorry about Steve.
I have to tell you this, Steve, because some mornings she'll look at me in the camera and she'll send me a text message and say, "You look tired this morning."
Yeah.
Or she'll say, "That shirt washes you out." So she critiques me before even 7 o'clock in the morning.
I think that's mom's job, right? Isn't that mom's job?
I guess.
Of course, I will say this. The cameras that are on prior to the SEAL TV show at 9 o'clock, it's sort of like the cameras they use when somebody robs a bank and they have to identify the perps.
Where they're like the fisheye thing that make you look like... Yeah, exactly.
The bank security camera. Yeah. All right. Well, lovely, Faye. Thank you. 6:59. More moms to come. My mom will be here. Your mom will be here. Yes. Sandberg's mom will be here. I know we got Super Joe's mom on the phone. And we have... Mary, where do we stand with your mom?
She hopefully will be there. And hopefully she won't hang up on us.
We're hoping to talk to Mary's mom later, unless the bingo bus is leaving early.
Or she has a hair appointment.
Yeah, those things have to stay priority. 6:59, news next, 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I could never pretend that I don't love you. You can never pretend that I'm your man. That's exactly the way that I want it. It's exactly the way that I am. And you call me in the morning with your troubles, taking it downtown every night. I could never place the stars at night. But got my hands on the ground.
From the Allstate Showcase Studio in downtown Chicago, where a monsoon is coming down on Michigan Avenue. I bet traffic is a delight. You know, the rain, you can't drive in the rain. You're aware of that, right? Oh, you can't drive in the rain.
Some people think so.
It's rain, kids.
Go home.
Keep traffic speed up and continue to move forward.
Are you going
to
close Chicago again today?
I think I might have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes there's too many. Hey, MB Bike. What? MB Bike the Drive's coming up. From our friends at MB Financial Bank. MB Bike the Drive, Sunday, May 27th. 5 hours of car-free riding on Lakeshore Drive. It's kind of like Elaine in that episode of Seinfeld where the lanes were made too wide by Kramer.
Uh-huh.
And she'd swerve back and forth about how luxurious this was.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool being on Lakeshore Drive with no cars.
It is. I do it every year. We're doing it again this year. Dave Ennett used to do it with me. He bailed on me the last two times.
I did.
You're working.
No, I'm actually going to be at a wedding.
You're at a wedding.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Bike the Drive starts at 6 in the morning.
I'm going to be at a wedding in North Carolina. It'd be hard to get back.
Don't you think he could do Bike the Drive, then leave, and then go
grab
to
a plane?
Yeah.
Isn't Bike the Drive on a Sunday?
Yeah.
Who's getting married
it's
on a Sunday?
Memorial Day weekend.
The wedding is Saturday night.
Oh, so you're going on Saturday.
You could be back for Bike the Drive.
Not with the hangover he's going to have.
This is so much fun, though, I got to tell you.
Sign up today. Get $3 off with the code MBSAVE3. That's MBSAVE3, thedrive.org. No, that's not the website. MBSAVE3 is the code. MBBikeTheDrive.org is the website. Let's review. MBSAVE3. That's how you save. MBBikeTheDrive.org. That's the website where you save. Mm-hmm. We clear on that now?
Yes.
Because I think I made that super confusing.
Sign up and do it. It's fun.
We have a family pack of 4 complimentary admissions that you can have right now.
It's the quietest Lakeshore Drive will ever be.
Yes. And there'll be plenty of chatter from all you bikers.
That's true.
But you should have the ability to come out on May 27th. I guess you need a bike.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could probably divvy it.
You can divvy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people have divvied it.
Yeah. So if you can do it on May 27th, be caller number, what do you call me?
Seven.
Caller 7 at 312-981-7200.
The only thing you have to have is a bike helmet. You need to have a bike helmet.
And don't take a selfie while you're riding.
It's a good idea.
Because if you drop your phone, it can create a chain reaction accident. I found that out.
Not that that was funny whatsoever, but watching Drake.
You were taking a selfie and you dropped your phone and you caused an accident?
Almost.
Dropped his phone right by the Museum of Science and Industry, coming going around that turn. Isn't that where it was? And then there was a big backup.
It was a little further north, but all the set people are swerving to get out of the way.
And dropping your phone is so traumatic, right? You drop your phone, you act like you dropped a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God!
No! You watch it in slow motion tumble out of your hands.
How come babies don't have protective phone cases, right?
Hey, that's true.
That's a good point.
An OtterBox.
OtterBox.
An OtterBox for a little baby?
No, why not? I think we're on to something. Shark Tank.
Yeah.
So Abigail Grace stayed at the house last night with her favorite grandparents. She likes the Sykes just as much.
Uh-huh.
They're delightful people. I get it. But she stayed at the house last night. And when I went in, they got there before I did. And when I came, I got some dinner. And when I came back with dinner, I came in and I'm a mental patient. So I yell, Abigail, it's fun because I'm 2. And my favorite 2-year-old came around the corner with a pink, I guess it was a Little Mermaid. Threw it up in the arm with her little hand and said, Pops, look!
Boom.
And then ran the other way.
Did she launch it?
No, she just wanted to show me.
Okay.
Nothing at that moment. This is why it's so great to be 2. Nothing at that moment was more thrilling than that Little Mermaid doll that she had. Right?
Oh, that's cute.
That's a good life.
And she wanted to show it to you, so that's huge.
Pops, look! Later in the evening, I'd be reading her a story.
Uh-huh.
And she's on this grown-up bed as I read her story.
Huh.
And I'm, on my knees, leaning on the bed. And she decided she wanted to slide off the bed and not realizing that her legs were 2-year-old length, not grown-up length.
Oh, baby.
But I caught her.
Poor thing.
I caught her. I just stuck my arm out and caught her. Like a superhero.
Yes, you are her superhero.
And then she tried to slide off again, and I said, kiddo, it's not a game. You got to stay up here on the bed. That's good times. I hope you're lucky enough to have an Abigail Grace in your life, because she is something else. All right, more moms to come. And at 7:17, do we have a winner in MB Bike the Drive?
Dennis from Chicago.
Dennis from Chicago, I'm being told. Thank you, Dennis.
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Texters, text question of the day. Sorry, Mom. What do you want to apologize to Mom for? I'm willing to be your conduit. I'm willing to be the one that says, yeah, okay, he or she is sorry, Mom. Because your mom forgave you a long time ago. Look, nobody's going to have your back like your mom. This is the way it is. Super Joe's on the show. Super Joe said he owes Mom apologies for everything.
He did say that.
Wouldn't it be great if we had your mom on right now, Super Joe, so we could ask her?
Maybe. I don't know.
Let's go live to Karen Romano. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Steve.
I got to tell you, this kid of yours, Super Joe, what a nice addition to the show. We really like him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, gosh, thank you so much. I agree. I think he is a great guy. He's great.
And we're not giving him any credit for it. We think it's his parents and his family that have turned him into the man he is.
Wow, thank you so much. But you should give him some credit. He is a Super Joe. He is.
How many kids do you have?
4 kids. 2 girls, 2 boys. Girls came first.
How many favorites?
I'm just saying.
Hey, back up there, Timmy.
How many favorites?
And where does Super Joe fall in line? Is he the youngest, second youngest?
He's 3rd child, 1st son.
Okay. 1st son, 2nd youngest in the family. Right. And why is he your favorite? Right. I mean, the other 3 seem to be good kids. Why is he your favorite?
All my children are my favorites, although I would tell you, each of them would say that he or she is the favorite, without a doubt. They would
say that. Can you imagine, Andrea, if I asked your mom who her favorite was and she didn't say you?
I know, I'd feel pretty bad
as an only child. And what's your favorite thing about Super Joe? Because I can tell you mine. Got a great heart, got a great head. He is never somebody I have to ask to do something twice. He's all over it. And I know he's planning a coup, and he'll stab me in the back at some point. But I'm telling you, I won't even see it coming. That's how smooth he is.
He is. Do you know what? He is a great guy, and that's what people say about him. Gosh, he's so nice. He's such a nice guy.
But he's a pro. He doesn't let anybody walk on him. This is the thing. This is an important point. He's a nice guy. He's polite. He's respectful. But he doesn't let anybody step on him. He's great at protecting the show. He's great at filling in the gaps. I'm a huge disappointment all day long. And he covers for me.
Good. That's great. He loves being there. You know, he loves being at WGN. He really does.
At WGN or on this show, because, you know, just... What's he say about me?
Oh, he loves working with you.
Oh, whew. That was close. Anything you'd like to say to Karen Romano?
Karen, we love Joe. He is wonderful. And he's great. And he'll get this.
He loves being part of the team.
Well, we love... We applaud him constantly.
Now, Dave, you're not that big a fan, I know.
Well, I have one problem with Joe. Listen, I'm the one who brought Joe in here. I just want to make that clear.
Oh, here we go.
But
I know what the problem is.
Does it start with an M?
It does. It starts with an M that's the color of maize and goes with blue, right? Yes.
Oh, he's a Michigan fan. Yeah, by the way, how did that happen?
Do you know, he just grew up loving him. He just...
For no reason.
I don't think there's anything in particular. No. Mm-mm. And he's grown to really love him. So sorry.
It would have been really, really, really expensive if he went to college there. Are you glad that he didn't go to college there?
Yes. Yes.
No, I understand that.
Too expensive for us.
And out-of-state stuff. Mary Vandeveld, what would you like to say to Joe's mom?
Oh, Karen, we love Joe. And I worked with Joe when a certain Jonathan Brandmeier was here as well. And
Brandmeier worked there?
Yeah. When Joe used to run down the hallways. Does Joe ever say no to anybody? Has he ever said
no? I know. He is such a nice guy. He really is, Mary. He is.
He's got to learn the no word once in a while.
No, listen.
He's got to learn to stand up. Yeah.
He says no to me all the time.
He does?
Yeah.
I've never
he does a nice job of standing up.
He says nobody.
Yeah. So, no. He's got to get, you know, here's the secret. Karen, let me tell you a secret. And I don't know if he does this to you. But he's got a great way of managing people who, you know, maybe hold some sway over him. Like, for instance, if he doesn't want me to do something, he'll come out and go, hey, buddy, we should probably do this instead of that, and here's why it makes sense. And then I think it's my idea, and he's totally bamboozled me. Does he ever pull that move on you?
Probably has more than once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's shifty that way. So again, just to confirm, he is your favorite child. You don't want to tell the other 3.
Oh, brother. I'm saying this on WGN.
Yes.
They are all my favorites. I promise you, Steve. Okay.
I'll just cut it to make it sound the way I want it to.
There you go.
That's right.
Now, listen, Karen, I know what you're talking about. I only have 2, and they're both my favorites. Though on certain days, I do like one better than the other.
That happens.
All right. What are you doing on Sunday?
We're all going to get together, the 10 of us, and we're going to do lunch together.
Oh, great is that? That's exactly what a mom would want.
That's right. You've got that right. Mm-hmm.
And then maybe leave her alone, give her a few minutes to herself, Joe. Huh? Okay? Is that too much to ask? And I hope all the other kids have their radio shows call you as well.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Great to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Happy Mother's Day. Have a great weekend. Well, she's,
get back to work.
I got to be honest with you, Joe. I like your mom better than you.
Yeah, a lot of people say that, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Poor Joe.
Yeah.
I like Joe.
Andrea's mom, it's kind of a tie. But in case of your mom, yeah. Don't you think, Dave?
I said she's delightful.
Yeah, it really is. All right, 728. Andrea's mom is here. She's already corrected some of her behaviors, but we haven't fixed all of them. We'll talk to her in a moment as well. My mom's coming in later.
I know. It's going to be great.
Oh, Miss Diva showing up after 8.
She's my honorary mom.
Yes, she is. Yes. That's exactly right. 728. Headlines next. 720 WGN.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show. I know you're not scared of anything at all.
That weekend, it's Friday where we are. You know, the time change could be different for you.
Yeah.
Live from the Allstate Showcase studio. And Dave, a texter says, Five Below is a great store for you. You go there and you can get a phone that amounts to a baggie, and you could use it on your bike, and it has an earphone extension built into it that you can plug your pods into. And it's less than $5.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, and then you won't have to worry about it. You know, it's weatherproof, and if you drop it, your phone won't be dirty. It's got a lot of
positives.
I'm
not planning to do that again.
It's like a dollar store, only everything's $5 or less.
Right. Yeah. There's one in Lake Bluff that's called 1,000 and Below.
You're right. Armani things.
It was just a one-time mistake on my part.
Yeah, no, I'm just not. It's just not a corrective behavior. We're just trying to give you a tip from the listeners.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Your mom's here.
Yes, she is.
My mom has arrived.
Yes, she has.
Yes. And why don't you introduce your mom?
Mom. My mom, Marietta, is here. And thank you for being my mom. Thank you for being here.
Oh, look at that. Look what you did there.
I love my mom. She's still. We had a funny conversation yesterday. You'll appreciate this. So she's been on me. You know, you're supposed to make your doctor's appointment, and I have to make my just annual physical appointment. So I said, so she's on me. You know, she's every day, did you make the appointment? Did you make the appointment? Did you make the appointment? I said, when are you going to stop asking me and stop?
When you make the appointment?
She said, never. Yeah. I said, is there any point in life where you're just going to not tell me what to do? She said, no.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. I get that because Ross is 27 and Amy's 31. I get it.
Well, actually, I said something more so.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to stop until, you want to say it?
Yeah, I said, I'm not going to stop until the casket covers me on the, or no, the lid covers me on the casket.
I know.
Oh, yeah. And she can text you from there.
Yeah, she can. Right. Texting me from another world.
Yeah.
Now, we think we know Andrea, but we don't really know. Is she a good kid?
Yeah, she's a good kid.
Oh, yeah, you've told me this
I was.
Before.
No, sir, I already told him the story about the transmission, how I ruined your car.
No, you didn't ruin the transmission.
Well, no. When she was, I'd say all the way up till college, I never had a problem with her.
How are her grades? Were her grades okay?
Oh, grades were always good.
Yeah, so she worked hard in school. She played tennis?
Yeah, she played tennis. She was pretty much into everything.
Yeah, she was very social?
Very social. Liked everybody.
Who were her creepy friends that you really annoyed you when she brought them by the house? No, don't
give last names. Don't give last names. Because I still am friends with some of them.
Well, she brought everybody home, which is what I wanted. That way I could learn who these people were.
Yeah. She didn't like a guy that I went out with one time in high school and just kind of unloaded on that.
Yeah, I did.
Who was the boy?
Oh, we can't say.
I can't really say.
Can you give me the first name?
Jason. Yeah.
Oh, Jason. Okay. Oh, Jason. Oh,
well. No wonder.
Oh. Yeah, we knew it was Jason.
Hey, thanks, you guys.
That kid, he was trouble from the beginning.
Oh, boy.
When did she tell you she wanted to be on the radio or TV?
Oh, that was early on. I'd say 12, 14 years old, something like that.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And were you encouraging, or did you go, oh, good Lord,
what is she
thinking?
I just didn't think anything of it because I thought, well, she's pretty young to know what she wants at that point. Uh-huh. But she followed through.
She was always encouraging. The only time where she said, I got my first radio shift in college, and it was 3 a.m. until 6 a.m. And I called her, and I was so excited because I auditioned, and they only let, say, 10 people in per semester. Mm-hmm. And she said, you're not doing that. 3 in the morning? No. I said, okay. So I hung up, and I called the station back, and I said, I'm in. I can't wait. When do I start?
And you were probably more proud than ever.
Well, I was proud, but then after I found out that her boyfriend was going to walk her to and from the station,
oh boy.
Then I felt, well, actually more safe. Because I
knew, oh, yeah, it was okay.
I knew the guy, and I knew he'll
take
care of
her. Wasn't Jason. No, it wasn't Jason, no.
Yeah. But, you know, boys, I mean, they're no good. They're no good. Texas chiming in here, 847. Apologies for Mom?
No, just the car. Okay. I think that's all right. I don't have anything else to apologize.
All right, well, I can dump to the text and get you off the hook.
Except not having any grandkids for her to play with.
Listen, there's still plenty of time.
I know. Thank you, Steve. That's so nice.
847, my beautiful late mother, Dorothy, was great at teaching us manners. If we put our elbows on the table, we'd get stabbed with a fork.
Wow. It's painful.
6-3-0, as a grandma myself, I can verify that, one, it's the best club in the world, and two, if you could kneel on the floor enough to read a book, you're a superhero. Oh, it wasn't like it didn't hurt. 773, sorry, Mom, for being a teenager. 708, sorry, Mom, I got a tattoo at 16, and I miss you every day. And this one, listen to this. There's a lesson in this for people, okay? 847, Mom, sorry for not being able to talk with you for a couple of years before you passed in 2013. The truth is, I didn't know who I was when you saw me in 2008. I hate Alzheimer's. Here's somebody that lost their mom to Alzheimer's and regrets the fact that they lost the time to talk to Mom when they had the time to talk to Mom.
Yeah, don't waste time.
I'm telling you, unless there's something really, really, really bad out there, and there are some cases.
Mm-hmm.
Work it out.
Absolutely.
Work it out, man. Work it out. You don't want to be the Mike and the Mechanic song, right?
Oh, God.
You don't want to be sitting there afterwards going, I should have said this and I should have said that.
Yeah, the living years.
So, it is 7:49. Ann Summers has arrived.
I know.
She, of course, arrived with her entourage as usual.
Yes, her people.
Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Ann Summers are here. So we'll talk to my mom in a second, too. And I think Sandberg's mom must be in traffic. She should be here soon.
She's coming, too.
Yeah, okay. Dave, did you say hi to Ann?
I did. Yeah. My honorary mom.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm trying to do the math, Mom. You would have been quite the little tramp if Dave was your son.
Don't talk to your mother that way.
Yeah, don't talk to my honorary mother that way.
Well, no, I'm just trying to do the math.
Oh.
It was probably, you know what it was? Probably Jason.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Andrea's mom's here. My mom's here. We talked to Steve Grzanich's mom earlier. Mary Vandeveld's mom may or may not call, depending on bingo. Mom, pull that microphone up there close to you, will you? That one right in front of you. And tell everybody the story of your delightful Lyft driver this morning.
Oh, he was the darlingest young man. He didn't know where Michigan Avenue was.
Well, it's hard to find.
And we almost went to the Billy Goat for breakfast because we were down underneath the city.
Sure.
But he pulled up in front of the tower, finally, after my direction, Scott is here, and walked me to the door.
Brought you in.
Absolutely. And both the security guards were so impressed.
I'm impressed. I'm very impressed.
It was really nice. It was a good start for the day.
Was he hitting on you?
Was he what?
Was he hitting on you?
He's just a little young for me.
Oh, okay.
Dave is more my style. You know that.
Okay, that just got, that got strange.
Hello, Oedipus.
Well, and he said I was his mom. I'm much too young to be his mom.
Well, that's true. That's true. But
it didn't mathematically ever happen.
I was just as outraged when he started down that nonsense road. So, Mom, how are you?
I'm fine.
What are we doing this weekend? Are we having a big Mother's Day weekend?
Let's see. I'm cooking for a luncheon that my daughter's giving tomorrow.
Okay. Which one? Which one of my delightful sisters?
Jen.
Okay,
the baby.
What's the luncheon?
Just a bunch of her friends.
Oh, so you're hosting.
I'm not hosting. I'm cooking.
So you're the cook in the kitchen.
Right.
Yeah. Will you be expected to meet certain culinary standards? I mean, what are we doing here?
Jennifer has very high standards, and I always meet them since I live in her house.
Well, yes.
I don't want to be on the street.
Sure, please. All right. And
God knows you wouldn't have me.
Well, I would. It just It's just you'd have to be comfortable in the garage. It's a joke. Oh, please.
We take you.
And what about Sunday? Because we haven't talked about any plans for
I don't
Sunday.
Know. I haven't got a plan in the world.
Oh, is that right?
I think I'll watch the Cubs game, take a nap in the chair. It's same as I always do.
See, you're supposed to make the plans, and then you tell her, hey, we're going to do this, that, and
hey, it's been a busy week.
I know.
So we'll get to the bottom of that plan as well. But I'm glad you're here. Can you stick around for a while, or are you doing Eric and Kathy's show this week?
No, I'd be happy to stay.
Ever since Kathy left, you refused to do their show. I know that. All right. Love you, Mom. Stick around. Six, make it 7:58. And did your mom need anything? Have you checked in with her?
No, but how nice of you to get him some muffins and coffee. And yeah. They're having a grand old time. They're planning actually a happy hour later. So.
Yeah, it's all about the boozing. Now, in previous years, you guys have been on the show before for Mother's Day. In previous years, we'd have some big catered breakfast. We'd have fancy schmancy food and beverages in here. What's the I don't drink
the
like
mimosa?
Dave does. Mimosas.
Yeah.
And we'd have all of that stuff. And none of the moms would eat.
No, I know.
Oh, no. I don't
I'm
want a
fine.
Thing. Oh, no. I couldn't possibly. Oh, no. So this morning.
It sounded
about,
like the queen.
It yeah, did sound that. Like the queen.
So about 30 minutes ago, we just went, let's get them some muffins.
Muffins and coffee.
Yeah. So we got just some muffins and coffee.
It was very nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, all right. Stand by, mothers. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day Friday. I just heard my son's calling in about, well, I don't know. An hour to apologize to his mother.
Oh, but he doesn't have anything to
Ross
apologize
Cochran,
for,
fair,
does he?
Formerly of this show. Does Ross have things to apologize for?
Oh, God.
Yeah, there's a couple, sure.
Poor thing.
Yeah. It's you know what's funny? Ross listens to the podcast of this show. He works at Pearl Mortgage, does social media for Pearl Mortgage, does loans for Pearl Mortgage, and he listens to the podcast of this show. So he's hearing this at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Mm-hmm. So when I say things like I say, I wonder if like I can't wait to hear that. That's coming up later. I'm actually promoting the fact that he'll be on the show later, and he's listening to it now, and it's 2 o'clock this afternoon.
I know.
Huh? How about that?
It's very zen.
I got a headache. 7:59, news next on 720 WGN.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world.
Some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you.
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, Hollywood. You know I love you more than what I should. Yeah, Hollywood. Well, kiss me, kiss me.
8:15, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, and over at Channel 9 is where Dean would normally be, but not today. Where are you today? I just turned him on in the normal place. Oh. He's not in the normal place. He's on this place.
Oh.
Hello.
As always,
yeah, I'm on the,
as always, I'm on. Thank God I'm not your pilot.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, the, where are you?
I'm on the Kennedy Expressway at... I'm going to say about Armitage.
So you and Larry and Robin had another one of those fights where you stormed out of the studio dramatically?
I said that I'm going home to mother.
How is your mom?
Get it?
How is your mom on this Mother's Day weekend?
She's doing okay. You know, she's 95 years old now.
Right.
And had some health setbacks the last month or so. But she's doing great. She's actually in a rehab center. She's been there. They're in a hospital for like a month.
Right.
But I think she's going to be getting out very shortly. She fell in her house. Didn't break anything. But
that was during an ultimate fighting bout that she was involved in.
We like to do. We have this little tradition in our house around the holidays. I think it was around Easter where we do Richard's Family Gladiators. And she still thinks that, you know, she can kick my butt. But
yeah, yeah. I guess you showed her. By the way, this is why we call it Moron Entertainment with Dean and Steve, and it's sponsored by Brand New Smile Dental Implant Center. Currently questioning whether they should be. That's Brand New Smile Dental Implant Center. Well, I hope she's feeling better, and I hope you have a delightful Mother's Day.
Yeah, she's going to be, I think she's going to be getting out in a couple of days and back home again.
Sounds like he's warning us. So, mom's out in a couple of days.
Overall, she's doing very well. I'm not 100% sure. Normally, it's a tradition that she's on my Sunday show on Mother's Day, mm-hmm. but I don't know exactly, because sometimes words come out of her mouth that really should not be on the public airways.
Well, let me go to my mom on this. Mom, are you available if Dean needs a designated mom on Sunday?
There is no substitute for his mom.
No, I'm just saying as a stand-in, a stunt mom.
I'm always available. All right. I'm available to everyone.
Yeah, okay. Just know mom's available if you need a backup, Dean.
Yeah, well, that's a good to know. I mean, the answer, you know, I would ask a question, and then if you would answer it like my mom, what do you think? You're Mr. Smarty Pants? You know everything?
just a few minutes ago, I was talking about how I wanted a Rockford Ice Hogs hat, and we get into the break, and my mother goes, "You don't need another hat."
Well,
she's right, actually. Yeah, she's actually right.
We never stop being 12 years old.
So let's tell you who's here. Andrea's mom is here, and she, like you, is involved in this big Greek family thing. So is there any secret message you want to share with her?
I would just say Kalimera to her, and happy Mother's Day weekend.
Well, thank you. Kalimera to you, too.
Yeah. What does that mean?
I can't tell you.
Okay. Seems right.
No, it means good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah. It means kill the bald guy.
Yeah. Yeah. It means you don't need any more hats.
And my mom's here, if you'd like to say hello to my mom.
I do. Well, we sort of said hello a second ago, but officially, happy Mother's Day. It's always nice to hear your voice.
Thank you.
And off the air.
I thought you were going to sympathize with me for being Steve's mom.
Well, that's a given. That's a constant. I have nothing but complete sympathy for you, your whole family, for Steve's kids.
It's a longer show.
Yeah, everyone involved in Steve's life, you know.
And one of the great mysteries to me, Sandberg's mom is here. She couldn't be more delightful.
Oh, so sweet. So sweet.
You say that like you're surprised.
I am. I am, actually. Yeah, I am.
Like you're surprised that she would be a nice person. You know, all you got to do is, look at the acorns to see, what kind of trees they fell off of.
Well, it must have been a tall tree. Because Debbie couldn't be better. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Nice to see you. Are you a fan of Dean, or would you prefer that he not do this anymore?
I like Dean a lot.
Somebody explain to her who I was before she came on here.
We're holding up pictures. All right, so is there a movie we should be aware of this weekend?
There's, for the Mother's Day weekend, there's actually a couple of Mother's Day movies. You like the Melissa McCarthy? Do all the moms like Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah, what do you guys think of Melissa McCarthy? You like Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah. Oh, wow. They all share the same opinion.
What movie is she in?
What's your most famous movie?
Probably Bridesmaids.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bridesmaids.
The one with Sandra Bullock.
Is it Mike and Molly? Did you ever watch the Mike and Molly TV show?
No, I do not.
Okay. In other words, when you talk to Melissa next time, tell her, things aren't going so well.
No, she looks great. She's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, she looks great. Fabulous.
My mom has no exposure to anything like that because my dad controls the TV at home, and it's only PGA, LPGA, and sometimes some House Hunters. But, right, Mom?
Debbie, we can get you your own TV.
Poor thing.
We can get you your own TV and your own remote.
Debbie, we're taking you to the movies and then out for cocktails later.
Yeah, yeah.
Melissa, who apparently nobody likes, has a new movie out that's called Life of the Party, where her husband announces to her that he wants a divorce. He's going through this midlife crisis, announces that he wants a divorce, and now suddenly she is single and devoted her entire adult life to raising her kids and to her good-for-nothing husband. And so she decides to do something for herself. So she decides to go back to college, finish her degree, happens to be the same college where her daughter is going. And, Steve, this is where the laughs ensue. Generation gap comedy. Mom is going to the same school as the daughter, going to the same parties, hanging out with the same girlfriends, making out.
Listen, you're not telling me anything I don't know. I remember when I was at MIT and Mom showed up. Remember? Remember I was at MIT?
Oh, yeah.
Did I dream that?
I didn't know.
Was that
then.
Just a dream?
I'll take your word for it.
So is this as bad as it sounds, this movie?
No. Actually, you know what? I found myself laughing out loud more than once at this movie. I didn't think I was going to like it at all. And it's pleasant. It's harmless. The supporting cast around Melissa McCarthy in this movie is hilarious. Maya Rudolph is just one huge laugh after another. I wound up liking this. I wound up giving it a Dean's List B.
So,
and there's also another Mother's Day movie.
Well, I was just going to say, though, so unlike the vicious critics of the mom critics here, unlike the vicious panel of mom critics here in the studio, you're willing to give Melissa McCarthy a break.
I am. I've been critical of some of her movies recently, especially the ones that are directed by her husband, and this one is. They have not been good, but this one is okay. Yeah, I kind of like this one.
All right, good. What's the other mom movie?
The other one is called Breaking In. It stars Gabrielle Union. How do all the moms feel about Gabrielle Union?
You guys all love Gabrielle Union?
Of course, yes.
Oh,
yes,
naturally. Yes.
Yeah. I love this mom panel. They're
the mom
great.
Panel. Yeah.
Wow. Critics can be vicious.
Yeah,
her two little kids get kidnapped by some burglars who have broken into their house. And
remember when that happened to you as a kid?
I used to get locked out. My mother would lock me out of the house and not let me back in.
That was
that
different.
I remember very clearly.
Well, that happened to me.
But the kids are kidnapped inside the house. The mom will stop at nothing to get her kids out safely. So it's kind of a white knuckler. It's very effective. Gabrielle Union is very good in the movie. A couple of little holes in the storyline that don't really make 100% sense. But it's it's a nice, if you like thrillers, Gabrielle Union pulls off some really good physical moves in this movie. So I gave that one B minus.
She doesn't work a lot, but she's really good. Now she's either married to or her life partner is Dwayne Wade, so they're not hurting for cash.
Married to. Yeah,
they
married
are married. To. Yeah, but she should work more. She's really good.
She has she has a TV series also on BET. She does not as many movies as she used to do, but literally she's one of my favorite actresses.
Yeah.
Really liked her. Are all the moms getting together after the show today to go see Avengers?
Yes, they love the Avengers. They especially like the superhero mom character.
I'm just curious because the mom's not overly receptive about some of the actresses that I mentioned this morning. Who do the moms really like? Who are the favorites?
That's a good question. Moms? Who do you like? Who do you like that's out there? An actress you like?
Helen 12 Trees.
Helen 12 Trees?
Ever heard of Helen?
Who is Helen?
I think she was popular around the time of Birth of the Nation. And my favorite movie, actually.
Yeah, it was a great film.
And, oh, my gosh.
Is there anyone in the 20th century you're interested in? The 21st century? No, none of the current group of...
My favorite was Madame X with Lana Turner.
Lana Turner.
I love that one. I love it.
You know, I got to say...
That was a good movie.
Marietta, we're getting closer to 1960. Do you have anyone around there?
Mrs. Darla, what about Melina Mercury?
Oh, she's good, or was good. Is she still around?
I believe she's passed away.
Meryl Streep.
I love Meryl Streep.
Oh, the kid, the new kid, Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
You got one more, Dean?
I like Sandra Bullock.
Oh, Sandra Bullock's very good.
I like her.
Yeah.
In fact, I think she's coming out in a movie pretty soon.
Is she?
I saw a preview.
She is with that
Ocean's 8.
Ocean's 8
is what
she's going to be in. Okay. All right. Yeah. Good to know.
No, those are the two big releases, Steve, for this weekend.
Joe just brought me a Google search of pictures of Helen 12 Trees, the famous silent movie star. Nice work, Joe.
Wasn't Ellen 12 Trees? Wasn't she with Paul Reiser and Mad About You?
I think that was her.
Am I remembering the right Helen?
She was very attractive, Helen 12 Trees. All right, buddy, enjoy your weekend. Give your mom a hug.
Let me just say something in closing here. I don't know how you people do the morning rush hour every day.
Yeah,
it's crazy out here. No wonder the world is going to hell in a handbasket. It's the morning rush hour that's Making everybody nuts.
Well, that's why I've decided to close Chicago. There are too many people. We need to stop. If you get to the border, you're going to have to turn around. It's like a parking ramp where you have a sign outside. You can't get in until somebody leaves.
Lot full.
Right.
I've been inching along. No wonder people enjoy our segment. We give them a couple of laughs in this madhouse rush hour.
And again, that's Moron Entertainment, sponsored by BrandNewSmile.com. Safe travels, Dean.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.
We've been talking to several of the show moms on the phone and also in studio now, Marietta Darlis and Debbie Sandberg and Ann Summers. My mom, your mom, and Sandberg's mom.
Yeah, yeah, I love how they're coffee clutching and talking about their plans for later today and talking about all of us.
And limo driver Dick Sandberg is in studio
as
well.
Yes, he is.
And he is willing to take tips. So, a couple of texters, 262. Sorry, Mom. I thought that was my name because, you know, I had to say it all the time. Because now my son says it all the time to me. Sorry, Mom. 331. Dear Mom, when you accused me of breaking your cell phone when I was 13, you were right. I got scared and I buried it in the backyard. I know you're listening. I apologize. 219. Mom, you're a know-it-all for all the right reasons. In hindsight, you were right about everything and I miss you every day. And 630. I'm sorry for not paying my parking tickets.
Don't look at me.
On the car you let me borrow and for not telling you until the sheriff showed up at your doorstep with a warrant for you to appear in court because it was your car.
Oh, see, I never did that.
Yeah. And I bet after 7 or 8 years of hard labor, she probably bailed out Mom, right?
Exactly. Right?
Finally got to tell the truth. We'll continue with more of the moms in a second, but now...
I believe I am psychic.
The heat tonight and a guy on the mound that does not have a big fastball. I think that 13 home runs away is probably going to go by the boards this evening.
A breaking in the air, deep left, just in time. My first prediction, I am either going to fly or ruin that family's picnic.
Hey, you've ruined our picnic.
Psychic.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Steve Stone on baseball, sponsored by Let Us Entertain You Restaurants.
Well, try at Bub City, the mac and cheese. You're going to love it. It's right on Clark Street, and I have it all the time.
How about that? Yeah, Let Us Entertain You, serving people since 1971. Steve, I don't know about you, but I like when the old guys do well. And 106-year-old Steve Stricker is in third at the Players' Championship this morning.
I love when the old guys do well. I particularly like when the short guys do well. So old and short guys, I really root for them, and we'll see what happens.
Dave Edits, say hi to Steve.
Hey, Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Everything good?
Everything is great. All right, Cubs Sox today at Wrigley Field. Everybody's kind of looking at this series and the history of it and what's happened. There have been some great games over the years, some memorable moments over the years. Anything stand out to you about this series since you've been around it just about the entire time since they started in 1997?
I just love the fans' reaction to the series on both sides of town. I mean, I think for the players at this point, it's three clicks off the schedule. And, you know, you'd like to beat the other club, but, you know, it's a means to an end. If you do win these, you get a little closer to the playoffs. And the part of the Cubs, if you win these, you get a little pride back in the part of the Sox. But the fans really enjoy it, and it's a fans' game. That's who pays the freight. That's who perpetuates the game. And so for me, what the fans want is something that I appreciate. And I think more than anything else, looking at the faces of the particular rooters on both sides of the equation is something that I enjoy.
Dave, if I remember this correctly, I have a fairly distinct memory of the Cubs-White Sox Crosstown Classic, a one-gamer that would be an exhibition, and Michael Jordan in his last year before he came back playing for the Sox at Wrigley and getting a hit. I'm at a rooftop across the street.
Yeah, I remember it down the left field line. He chopped it down the left field line. And I do remember that. And I remember thinking, boy, he's got a really bad swing. Yeah, he can play basketball. That's probably what came out of that game. But at any rate, I give him credit for trying. I mean, there's not a lot of guys who haven't played the game since high school and then come out and actually play in the minor league. So in that part, it just showed what type of athlete he was. Just a magnificent athlete, and we saw it on the basketball court night after night after night.
We want to get to our White Sox here. We will in just a second, but as one of the finest pitchers I know personally, and I happen to have his cell phone number, that'd be you, Steve, what's with all the no-hitters?
Good question. I have no idea. I mean, I think they're happenstance. It's one of those things that that comes along. Sometimes they come along in bunches, but, you know, I don't look at any significance of it. I think for the most part, as the weather heats up, we're going to see the hitters heat up. I think that's usually what happens. So I believe that now that pitchers and hitters can feel their hands, we're going to see the game as it was intended to be played, not the cold bowl that has been just about all over the country. I think we're going to see it today. I think if the wind blows in, probably going to be a low-scoring game at Wrigley Field. But I think that's the advantage of the Sox, because the Cubs in their own ballpark will hit a few more home runs, I think, than the Sox will. And so with the wind blowing in, I think it evens things out. I think it makes it a little more advantageous for the two pitchers going to the mound, Chatwood for the Cubs. And I do believe that as far as our team goes, Carson Fulmer, everything moves, but his ERA is up over 5. I think he'll benefit from the wind blowing in. I think it's going to today, as it usually does when it's cool. And I think we're going to find, a high of 47 at the ballpark.
Yeah.
So it's one of those days where I think the pitchers will dominate.
Yeah, best night or day you ever had on the mound? Maybe the Cy Young year with the O's. But tell me a story about the time you had your best stuff.
Well, there was the All-Star game in 1980 where I got a chance to start. And, you know, you say, well, it's an exhibition game, but the All-Star game is something special. I only pitched in one, and it was the only one ever at Dodger Stadium. I think they're going to repeat that in 2020. Mm-hmm. But for the only one ever there, I had my parents. I flew them out, and they were sitting in the seats, and I retired 9 straight men. It hadn't been done for 16 years. It's never been done since. It will never be done again, because nobody will ever allow a starting pitcher to go 3 innings. So that was a thrill in a year that was filled with thrills. And so,
tell me the 9 guys. Who are the 9 guys?
Oh, I can't remember. Davey Lopes led it off, and then Reggie Smith was there, and then I think I struck out.
Point of my ask is, you know, these are the All-Stars, and in 1980, the game really mattered. We weren't seeing everybody every 4 minutes. We didn't have all the interleague play.
Right. Facing Garvey was always a thrill, and Dave Parker, Dave Kingman, I struck him out. It was just a whole lot of fun, and I just remember it being indelibly stamped. But the thing I remember most was walking off the mound after the third inning, striking out Bob Welsh, and walking toward the dugout, and I looked up in the stands, and I saw my parents, and I saw the smiles on their face.
How about that?
And it kind of was a vindication for all that I had gone through in my career. Every hour that I put in, every time my father took me to a game, every time my mother took me to practice, I mean, they both shared the job equally. And so all of those hours, it was a family affair, and they loved it. I loved it for them. And that was one of the thrills of my career.
Very cool.
That's one thing. Baseball gets the All-Star game right. Mm-hmm. I mean,
no other sport is close.
There's no comparison, yeah. Really. Steve, yeah. if the White Sox are going to have success this weekend at Wrigley Field, mm-hmm. Who needs to have a strong series offensively for the Sox?
Well, certainly you depend on Abreu. He's the guy that is going to hit the tough pitchers. He always has. He seems to rise to the occasion against the stars of the other team. So that's one of the guys. As far as this team is concerned, it's got to be, you know, you talk about the offense, but that's not going to tell the tale of the series. The defense is going to tell the tale. The Sox defense this year has not been good. So when they do get the outs, they have to make sure that they give them 27 outs and not 29 or 30 outs. They have to make the plays they're supposed to make. If there's a double play opportunity, they have to turn it. And I think if the defense comes to play, I think the Sox will do pretty well. But look, it just reality says that the Cubs are a better team. May not be a better team in 2 years, but they're a better team now. And so in baseball, because you can't predict it and because the better team doesn't always win, in a short series, anybody can win. We saw the Cardinals win a World Series. They won 83 games that year. And they defeated teams routinely that were better than them. So that happens sometimes in baseball. A short series, nobody knows what's going to happen. But reality would dictate that the Cubs should win this series. Whether they will or not, that's in the hands of the baseball gods.
Let's ruin that for them.
You know, yeah, exactly. At this time last week, I asked you about what the walk-off win had meant to the White Sox. And you said, when you're at this stage with a team in its development, that you'll be able to hang with the good teams and play with them, but ultimately those teams late in the game will figure out a way. And then I think maybe 48 hours ago, a little less than that, was that sort of an example of what you're talking about against Pittsburgh?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the Sox have lost 5 in a row. They've lost 9 of their last 10. And they're in most every game. I mean, they will certainly play head-to-head with these teams for 6-7 innings. And then at the end, a better team is going to do something that wins them the game. And the philosophy that we had when I played for the Orioles, a quality team that won 202 games in 2 years, 79 and 80, was keep them close long enough because the other team will make a mistake before we will. And we will take the game away in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning while the other team gives it away in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. And that really typifies what the Sox are at this point. They're a team that can hang with a better team, but at the end, the other team will take the game away. And that's going to happen more times than not this year. But that happens in every teardown and rebuild. There is no rebuilding team that has won, and the Sox are not going to be the first. That's just what happens in a year that the Sox are going through, and it's going to happen last year. It's going to happen next year. And then I view 2020 as a year where this team is going to come together, and they're going to cause some people a whole lot of problems. I think they actually have a chance to win it, depending on what happens with these young players that are there. Ticketed for stardom, now we'll see if they take the next step, and nobody can really predict that. All you can do is put talent in your organization and hope that they develop. Look at Atlanta. They have a great young nucleus of players. They seem to have all developed at the same time. You look at Acuña, you look at Albies, and, you know, Freddie Freeman is a young veteran. That team is coming together. Philadelphia, another young team coming together. So it can be done. It has been done, and the Sox are going to do it.
We'll let you go, Stephen. Thanks again to let us entertain you now and try that mac and cheese at Bub City. Now, here's the thing, though. I believe we can invoke for the Sox the rarely used, hey, my ride's here rule, where if it's a seventh inning or later and you're leading, you can go, hey, my ride's here.
Yep.
I got to go. Steve, can we pull that off? Come on.
I think it's terrific. Or you might want to do the other, look that way, and then kind of sneak out the door. So that's a possibility. But I do want to thank all of the moms who are listening today and the moms in the studio. And my mother has gone to the great ballpark in the sky, but I owe her a great debt of gratitude for everything that I am today, such as it is. So, Mom, if you're looking down, you know.
All the good stuff, Mom. That's it.
Have a good one.
Steve, I just Google imaged that that game that you were referencing before, and I'd say you look better today than you did then.
Okay, back off
oh
now.
My God.
Back
thank
off.
You
He's
look
in a
good
relationship.
Then, too.
I love that.
I know. I'm
terrific.
Just saying.
Unbelievable.
Just a fact.
Thank you, Steve. We just have a moment here, Debbie. I know you have to leave. This is Sandberg's mom. And the reason I know you have to leave is because your daughter just kicked you out.
Mm-hmm.
But you brought in pictures of your cat in the stroller. I thought that was not true, but it obviously is.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Mm-hmm. It took us 2 years before we finally purchased the stroller.
Are these pet strollers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a
pet. You had to
stroller.
Be the cutting edge of that, right? That's a couple of years ago.
Yes.
Was anybody else in the neighborhood wheeling
no.
a cat around?
No.
Mm-mm. No. Just you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to tell you, I didn't expect it. Yeah. And what was the cat's name?
Killian.
Killian.
Uh-huh.
And Killian, if Killian were alive today, it would be weird because Killian would be really old.
She would be 20.
Wow.
Hey, Steve, I'll include a picture of Killian in the stroller in our Mother's Day gallery, which is on WGNRadio.com.
What? There's a gallery up?
And on the Steve Cochran Show Facebook and Twitter.
See how she worked a plug-in for her gallery?
I love it.
Well done.
And I kicked my parents out because they're going to mother my other... She's going to mother my sister, so
our grandson.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah,
fine.
Biscuit
that's
needs fine. A little... Poor Biscuit is a little sick.
We're pulling for Biscuit. Yeah, we're pulling for Biscuit. Thinking good thoughts.
Killian and Biscuit.
Yeah. Now, Killian, we're just remembering fondly. But it's great to see you. I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day weekend.
I will. Thank you
for coming. And Dick, thanks for driving.
My pleasure.
All right, man.
Apologize for being late.
No. And let's do that thing where we pretend we're going to play golf again this summer. We're going to get that together.
Okay.
All right. Great to see you. Is Sox tickets. On line two, it's Bernie in Naperville. Hey, Bernie, you're a winner.
Thank you, Steve.
Who are you going to take to the game?
Husband, sons. If they're lucky, they'll go.
You know what I like about this? She's a mom, and she doesn't have time for my nonsense. Yeah, Steve, I'm taking my husband and my son. Gotta go. Bernie, you're the best. Hold on. Congratulations on winning in those Sox tickets. And those Sox tickets are four to the Sox and the Rangers on Sunday, May 20th at 1:10. You listen for that special Sox sounder on any show, and you could be a big winner as well on 720 WGN, where we're back with CLTV joining us next.
In a world like today,
It's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory. Early one Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table.
That's some music of my people.
There was no time to eat. She said to me, boy, hurry to Sunday school.
Happy Mother's Day weekend. You know who's listening right now? Big celebrity listener right now. Abigail Grace Cochran.
Oh.
You guys want to say hi to Abigail Grace?
Hey,
hi, Abigail Grace.
Hi, Abigail.
Hi, Abigail.
Steve? Mary?
Hi, Abigail.
I did. Hi, okay. Abigail.
Steve, I don't feel like you committed to it.
I didn't. I was trying to turn my microphone on real fast.
Let me hear it again.
Do it again. Hi, Abigail.
That's much better. Okay, fine. Ross Cochran's on the phone. The text question is, is there anything you want to apologize to your mother for?
Oh, yeah. So Abigail's too young to do to take part in this segment,
nothing to
right?
apologize yeah. for. 708 texter, by the way, Camille. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms on the Cochran Show. 708, I own my own appliance repair. One day my mom hangs around telling my customers, my Jimmy has always loved taking things apart, but they never work again. Probably not great for the appliance repair business.
Yeah.
Let me go live to former Steve Cochran Show assistant, Ross Cochran. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
You want to say hi to your daughter?
Hi, Abigail. Yeah, Steve, I got to be honest with you. I need you Steve. To nail that on the first
Steve. Day. Steve, you ever call me Steve?
No.
You never call me
I'm
Steve.
I'm talking to
Krasinich. Oh, okay. Oh. Okay, okay.
I apologize.
Yeah.
Hi, Ross.
Yeah, he did kind of phone that
hold
in, didn't
on.
He?
Whose show is this? Whose show is this? Why would I call you Steve? Come on now.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. And your mother's listening.
Hey, Mama.
So this would be the time, son. You know, you want to apologize for anything?
I do. So I want to apologize to my mother for picking Bradley University. Now, I should be clarifying. I loved Bradley. Had a great time. Great school. Go Braves. However, the town of Peoria, I think anyone who goes there would admit there's a unique smell to that town.
Well, it depends.
And I came home.
Yeah, in spots, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, and I came home the first, like, sort of extended time my freshman year. I walked in the house, and Mom looked at me and went, we're washing all your laundry, the dirty laundry, and the clean laundry to get you to stop smelling like college.
I think it was kind of the dorm.
I was going to say, isn't, that a, dorm isn't that a boy thing?
Or, yeah, it's more
or,
a dorm
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, Mary, you got a couple
it's a
boys.
College thing.
Yeah.
It's always when the house they live in, when they live in the house with all
Dave,
the guys.
Dave, you know, where did Stephen go, Dave?
The University of Missouri.
Remember that time he came home and Karen said, you smell like Missouri? Remember that?
Yeah, yeah. But that's not even a small town. I mean, that's a pretty big town.
Right.
Peoria is a decent-sized city. It's not a...
We're not knocking Peoria.
No, Peoria is a lovely town.
No.
Yeah, I love Peoria.
Town. Your daughter...
No, they sell that scent bottled up in stores.
And they call it Peoria.
There you go.
By the way, all of your hate mail should go directly to...
Well,
send it to me.
Yeah.
I'll make sure the right people get it.
Pro mortgage, no.
All right, so Abigail last night is... Yeah, this is Ross's daughter, for those of you not familiar with the program. Abigail last night is staying with us, and she's in this little girl bed. It's like a transition thing, right?
Yeah.
And it's perfectly fine. And it's like a mattress with sides, right, son? Is that the best way to describe it?
I was enjoying letting you try to find
a
twist and win.
No,
it's not a pack and play.
Oh.
It's like it's on the floor, and it's like a mattress with sides.
Transition from a pack and play. So you have your kids at a pack and play a lot of the time, and it's a transition, sort of like toddler beds. Right. It's a mattress, but there's some protection on the sides to remind them to stay in their bed.
All right, so we didn't have a baby monitor.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Dave, I don't remember when baby monitors didn't exist and his parents, you would listen to see if the child...
I know. It seems so foreign now.
Yeah. So we didn't have a baby monitor. And I was convinced, even though Abigail's perfectly fine in this thing, she slept in it before, I was convinced she was going to somehow get up in the middle of the night, grow 6 to 8 inches, open the door, go downstairs, go outside, and wander away and never be seen again. So I spent like 45 minutes last night downloading a baby monitor app.
Oh, my God.
On the iPad and on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
And then syncing them so we could actually listen to the child be perfectly fine.
That's funny.
Okay. So here's the kicker, just to say this to everyone. I didn't know this. We packed. There's a monitor in the bag, Pops.
What?
Get out. You didn't even know that?
Monitor in the bag.
What?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, we wasted all that time.
Yeah. Plus, the thing was $75. Yeah. Download it.
Oh,
75 twice, you know,
on
each device. No, it was fun. But anyway, you know, I was very concerned. She's a very advanced child.
Uh-huh.
And if anybody could do a prison break, Abigail could.
Yeah, she could. She has. Maybe you don't even know about it. She's planning a route, like in Shawshank.
Anything else you want to apologize to your mother for?
Oh, no. So many things. I would say also...
How about not working hard enough when you were in high school?
That wasn't very
nice.
No,
I'm pretty okay with that. I'm pretty okay with that choice.
It was a tough time. It was difficult years.
Yes, it was. The late 2000s were something else. All right, son. Well, thanks for being on the show. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. Thanks, and happy Mother's Day to everybody, and especially my wife.
Exactly right. Lauren, the lovely and talented Lauren Cochran. Mother to Abigail.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Mother's Day. And happy Mother's Day to Maureen. I think those two are pretty solid. Those are two of your great mothers of all time.
Oh, yeah. No. Unlike certain people, I'm only taking the one. I just got one mom. That's all I need. Right?
Mom. That's right. I took two.
Yeah.
I have two moms.
Yeah, you
that's
did.
Exactly right. Thank you, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, see ya.
Love you. Bye. Let's see, 773. I'm from Peoria. The smell that Ross speaks of is the ADM processing plant and distilleries.
Oh.
Soybeans.
It's a very odd sort of sour, grainy smell, Steve. Does that sound right?
Yep, you get that smell too in Decatur if you drive through Decatur.
815. Peoria smells because of the dog food factory. Well, I don't think we need to pile on here with various sources of odor.
Poor P-Town. Boy.
And 815, friends don't let friends go to Bradley. Fear the bird. Boy, that's a full-on attack going on here.
Boy.
But as Ross said, he loved Bradley.
Yeah. It's a great school.
Yeah,
the smell not so great.
Oh, that's fine. I'll be honest, I still think
it's a boy smell.
No, I didn't notice it.
Andre, do you remember the smell in Champaign?
I do. The South Farm, Steve.
There was the South Farm, but also over on the other side of town, the Kraft Macaroni and Cheese plant.
Yes.
When they used to make the cheese.
Oh, that smelled kind of good, though.
It was kind of a weird smell.
It was, kind of a distinct, like a
Does everything
smell.
South of I-80 smell funny?
It's weird. Like a big farm.
Yeah.
Fertilizer and manure.
It was the cheesiest.
Thank God Orion's not listening.
Yeah.
You should kill him.
Oh, poor guy.
Mama, you taught me to do the right things. So now you have to let your...
630. Sorry, Mom. Did the best I could. 219. Since I kissed up to my deceased mom earlier, here's the real apology. Sorry, I almost burned the house down.
Oh. Story.
Stories, yes.
Mm.
My mom's here. Andrea's mom is here. And we hope to have Mary Vandeveld's mom on soon, but the bingo bus is warming up in the parking lot.
Better check it out.
All right, so moms, question. We're just talking about baby monitors, right? When you two are little girls, were you checked on constantly and do your parents hover over you the way parents do now? Or apparently grandparents?
No, my parents never did. Didn't hover over me.
Right.
No.
Really?
Was your mom the helicopter mom of that era?
Absolutely not. There was very little of that. We were always left to our own devices.
So
that's true. It was an adult's world, and if they were happy, everything else functioned.
Were you speak when you're spoken to kind of situation?
Pretty much. Yeah, she's right.
Did you guys work in a T-shirt factory for Kathy Lee Gifford or something?
No, we were. I was always treated like an adult. I mean, I was part of everything, but.
What were the expectations? Like, when were you expected to do chores and, you did them?
Oh, my mother never asked me to do anything like that.
What?
So I was very unprepared to be a housewife.
Oh. So did your brother get all that?
No.
So the kids weren't expected to do anything?
Uh-uh.
Why? Because you were screwed?
Just stay out of the way at cocktail hour. That was it.
Cocktail hour.
Someone could get hit by the ice chips. You were doing chores early?
Yeah. Clean the bathroom. Clean the kitchen floor.
Oh, wow.
How old are you when you were cleaning the bathroom and the kitchen floor?
8 or 9, 10.
Wow.
What?
On hands and knees.
Is that a Greek thing?
Yeah.
definitely.
Did you make Andrea do any of those chores?
Actually, no, not too much.
Really?
I had to clean the bathroom. I had that's how I learned about Comet and soft scrub.
Yeah, but
remember Comet?
You didn't have to do as much as...
It's hard to clean up Comet.
Yeah.
I still use Comet all the time.
I would never get on my
It's funny. See, I think about the benefits and the advantages and disadvantages of being an only child. There's tons of advantages, but the disadvantage is if a kid's doing the chores, it's you.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I know. And then when I got a puppy, she said, okay, you're going to have to go out in the backyard and use
the
pooper
scooper. Oh, but you never did. Your dad ended up.
Anyway, Mom. So
dads and daughters. That's what dads are for.
Yeah, I started out doing it. And then my dad, who was so great, he's like, I'll do it. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. Yeah.
Mary, did you make your kids do stuff?
Mary Vandeville?
My kids?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We did. Well, I know I did. And I'm trying to
think. There's 100 of you.
Oh, yeah. My kids vacuumed. My daughter always dusted. My son vacuumed. Oh, yeah. They did stuff.
We were pretty easy on Ross and Amy. Pretty easy. Yeah. Now, when I was a kid...
You had to do stuff.
I was a logger.
You were
I worked in a logging camp when I was 3. And when I was 7, I was actually driving a long-haul truck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
you learned to whittle shortly after, right?
Things were tough.
You get the log. The
Dave,
loggery.
You remember the 70s. Things were tough.
You have no idea.
I don't like to make Catherine and Patrick do anything because I like it done the way I want to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Get off easy.
It's not that you don't want to train them how to be functional adults. You just don't want your crap messed with.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, and they know it, so...
That's healthy. That's healthy.
Can we say hi to our listener in Mexico?
Yes, this is the lovely and talented Rina Kalanka.
Yes.
And where is Rina Kalanka?
She's where the earthquake was last year.
Mexico City.
Mm-hmm. She's... when I mentioned my high school, Carmel High School in Mundelein, she is an alumni of Carmel High School, and she was a teacher there.
Oh.
And so she reached out to me, and so she moved to Mexico.
Is she Mexican? Did she go home, or what's the story?
Yeah, her kids were born in Mexico, and then they came here. They have dual citizenship.
Rita Kalanka, she probably is.
She taught Spanish at Carmel, anyway, she's
I can impress her
amazing.
With my 2 years of Spanish. Hola.
Oh, my God. And
hola.
What else?
Hola. Muevos rancheros.
There you go.
That's the full list.
Nachos. Anyway, so she listens to us online every day from Mexico. Especially when she went there, she said she can't quit us. So,
that's nice.
Yeah, and she said she loves you in the show.
That's nice.
That's nice. So, thank you, Rina.
Yeah. Rina Kalanka, as I like to say, Eva, Eva, andale, andale, epa, epa, hija.
See, you know that, too.
No idea what it means.
So we can wish her happy Mother's Day because she's a mom. She's a mom.
Happy Mother's Day, Rina.
Happy Mother's Day.
All right, let's do this. Take a break, come back. You'll have the headlines in just a moment. Still to come, more of the moms, and allegedly Mary Vandeveld's mom will show up unless she gets a better offer.
Mary said when I call her mom, she said, call her early and just keep letting it ring. That's aww.
Because she's usually putting her puzzle together in the other room at this time, I think.
Well, is it every morning or just Friday's puzzle day?
I'm not sure. I think so. She might be going for a walk, but if it's raining, no.
By the way, if you missed it, Vandeville, total rock star at her mom's place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you do you say where your mom is or just what do we call it?
She's at Brookdale.
All right. Okay, Brookdale. So total rock star at Brookdale because mom was bragging.
Yeah. And your mom's how old, Mary?
93.
Don't you love it? 93. She's still going, my kid's better than your kid.
Yeah. Wow. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. And the bragging is because a week from today, we're going to have the Walk of Fame induction.
I like the fact that she has other things to do than talk to us, like puzzles, hair, gamble.
She's very busy.
Yeah, I think that's
extremely
awesome.
Busy.
If I could just mention Dave's mom, Alma, who's not with us anymore, there's a very adorable photo of he and his mom from your wedding, I assume, right, Dave?
It was, yes.
Dave looks the same. He hasn't aged. Anyway, it's in our photo gallery on WGMRadio.com. It's really cute.
Now you're trying to kiss up to Dave because you made fun of how old he is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just said he's the same age as my parents.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, that's not really making fun, but it is kind of.
By the way, I've just received word that Mary Vandeveld's mom thinks she's going to be on with Ozzy and Harriet. So we have to explain that we're not actually them.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this. Mama said.
Big O, is there anything you want to apologize to your mom for?
No, not really, but two comments I have to make. Number one, to my friends in the studio who complained about smells in Decatur and Peoria and the University
of Iowa. It wasn't us, though.
That is the beginning of your food supply, my friends.
That's exactly
so,
right.
You better appreciate it. And then my mom, who left me in 89, she passed away. But besides... raising my sister and me and making meals and ironing clothes with a non-electric iron because we didn't have electricity. She drove tractors, she milked cows, she fed calves and all that. But the best thing she did for me, because of the profession I ended up in, if I ever used a four-letter word like heck or darn, she would wash my mouth with soap.
And it was probably ivory like soap. Borax or something, right? Or lava?
No, it was ivory soap.
Oh, ivory.
99.44% pure.
Well, that's ivory can be tasty.
It doesn't taste good at all, I can assure you.
But you never cursed. Did you ever curse?
I would say heck or darn when I was a kid.
You're a wild man.
But since that lesson, because of my profession, you will not hear me curse because I'm afraid there's a microphone around.
Well, that's the thing, because I've cursed in front of Orion, my friend Orion, many times. And every time I do, I think, oh, God, why did I do that? Orion's here.
Yeah.
And it's not like he hasn't heard it. Good God, the man spent his life around good, hardworking farmers. So, but
yeah, so anyway,
but it could class. Thanks. We could all class up our acts.
Yeah, but thanks to my mom, she was great.
Well, happy Mother's Day all the way around. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
Mary Vandeville, would you like to introduce your mom?
I sure would. This is my beautiful mom, Harriet. She's 93 years old, and she's doing wonderful. Hi, mom.
Hi, mom. Love you, Eddie.
Love you too. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Harriet, I just want to thank you for coming on the show because we had some real doubts.
About what?
That didn't come out right, Steve.
Well, last year I hung up on you. I'm sorry.
No. We just thought that you had a lot going on today and maybe you would have chosen one of the other options.
No. I'm so happy to be speaking with you.
Well, all right. So how many kids?
Seven.
And obviously Mary's your favorite. So are you going to be able to join us for the Walk of Fame ceremony?
You know, my children have talked me into it. I think I will be there.
Yeah!
Yay, I'm so excited.
And you know what? I said, I will come if I go in a wheelchair, but that's the only way I'll go.
Well, see, you know, I don't blame you.
And then they won't have to worry about me.
No, I don't blame you. Why not be wheeled around? That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing.
Not a bad idea.
And I think the weather is going to be pretty good, so looks like nothing but promising. But here you go. Your daughter becomes big shot on the radio with Bob Collins and Spike, and eventually she gets stuck with me. She's done okay.
She loves every one of you, believe me.
Well, that's nice of you to say. How are things at your place today?
They're very good. I'm on vacation, remember that.
She loves it there. So, Mom, tell them all the activities that you do at Brookdale.
At Brookdale, I play bocce ball. I play bingo. I take walks. That's about all.
You go to the casino?
Oh, I go to the casino, but that's only once a month.
Harry, do they still have the liver nights? Because I know Mary and Steve come for the liver and onions nights.
Oh, they have that, and they always come over for that.
Yeah.
They love their liver and onions.
Mom, don't say they.
Steve.
It's my husband,
yes.
Steve.
Your husband, that's right.
A Wisconsin derelict that loves liver.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for all you did to turn Mary into the wonderful person that she is and a wonderful mom herself. You're quite an amazing woman.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, my mom started a company with my dad and helped run it. Many, many years. Right, Mom?
Many years ago. Yeah. Those were the good old days, remember?
Harriet, based on how I see the roads running now, I think we could use that company back. So let's enough with the bingo. Let's open the doors again.
No, I'm too old. Sorry.
I doubt it. All right. Say happy Mother's Day there, Mary.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day. We'll see you on Mother's Day. We're having pizza.
Well, there you go. And thanks for being on, Harriet. Wow, I was nervous talking to your mom.
Yeah. Why?
Well, because she's
a very nice lady.
No, she's very nice, but she's got stuff going on.
Until she has her martini.
I love she's playing bocce ball.
Yeah. Oh, it is hilarious. So they play in chairs, you know, and they play, and they put they try to aim the bocce towards the middle of the room in the carpeting, and they play in carpeting. It's always very
funny.
That's
so cute.
Once in a while, I go and help pick up the bocce balls.
They play wiffle ball?
No, yeah.
It's amazing.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Dodgeball.
Oh, God.
Well, that would be fun.
It's a little rough.
Maybe I'll suggest that.
One of the residents broke a hip. True story. I want to scream so loud for you. Because I'm so proud. Joe pulling all the mom music today. How about that? Texter saying, sorry to mom, 262. Thanks for bailing me out, mom. 312, want to apologize to my mom for helping teach our little brother how to get out of his crib all by himself. Moose was the youngest of nine, and they haven't seen him since he got out of his crib. No, he's fine. 630, love all the mom pictures. Thanks for sharing. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. Again, that's the Sandberg Famous Photo Galleries.
WGNRadio.com.
Right, Twitter at Cochran Show, Facebook Steve Cochran Show. 630, hi Steve. I want to say I'm sorry to my mom for dropping German for favor of working in language lab with open reel tape decks. I was happy then. I don't know what all that means, but I'm happy for both
right,
of them.
Right, it all worked out.
630, although my mom is no longer with us, I apologize for throwing a firecracker out of my brother's bedroom and forgetting to blow the match out. Luckily, she was able to distinguish the fire before too much damage. As far as my punishment, don't ask. A few more of those apologies. Your mom is here. My mom is here. We're going to give them the last word.
Okay, good.
By the way, I need to apologize to my mom. Mom, that Mother's Day in 2003, the week before when we got together and you made all that food and I didn't eat. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's very sweet.
No, I'm sorry.
Were you nervous?
I'm always nervous.
Okay.
Look at me.
Yeah, I could tell you're nervous,
just a
right?
bundle of nerves. Uh-huh. Chuck's in Lockport. Chuck, go ahead.
How you doing? It's kind of a sad but happy story. In 2006, my wife passed away. She was only 40.
Wow, sorry to hear that, Chuck.
So I had a 6 and 7 year old son. So immediately, the same day, my mom said, look, move in with me. And she helped me raise my kids.
Wow.
All the way until February. Until February this year, we lost her to cancer. But she was my rock. Without her, I don't know what I would have done working full time and raising the kids. So my mom's in heaven looking down on us, and she was the best mom any kid could ask for.
Well, good for you, Chuck. That's a great story, man. Thank you for that. You know what? Hold on a second.
You guys, I love your show. Listen all the time.
Love you too, Chuck. Hold on. Make sure Chuck gets a bunch of pizza for the family from Lou Malnati's at loumalnati's.com. You know what I need to say? You know, he spurs his story, and this may affect my friendship with this guy because I didn't ask if I could say this, but I did not know Julie Brady. But Pat and Julie Brady were an amazing couple, mm-hmm. And Pat lost Julie, but so did their kids. Lost their mom, I think it's 4 years ago now.
Yeah,
and thankfully Julie was such a fabulous mom that she had those kids set off on the right foot. And
yes,
Pat has done an amazing job as a single dad, a widowed dad. Widower, right? Mm-hmm. That's where.
Widower. Yep.
But Julie had to be an amazing woman because of all the kids are they're just great kids.
Mm-hmm. They've turned out great, self-sufficient.
I don't know what she was doing with Pat. I wish I'd met her. But he never takes enough credit for all the good things he
Absolutely
does.
Absolutely true.
So,
that.
And Julie, I'm sure, is guiding that ship.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just a couple minutes before 10. We'll give the moms the last word next on 720 WGN.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.
You know that thing where you see two lead singers in a band, and it's always a little awkward when they're really close? Bill is joining me on this microphone now.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah, how you doing? All right, Marietta, last word from you on this Mother's Day weekend?
Well, I wish everybody a happy Mother's Day, those that are not mothers and those who are mothers. And it was
go.
A pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure to see
fine
you.
WGN people.
Anything Thanks you want to say about your daughter?
Uh-oh.
She's the best.
Oh, love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Mom, anything you'd like to say?
Yes, I just want to say how grateful I am for my two beautiful daughters.
That's awesome.
Oh, I love you.
And your honorary son.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah, Dave.
Not so much.
Happy Mother's Day, Wynn.
Thank you so much.
And Bill, did you like to wish Happy Mother's Day to your wife?
Happy Mother's Day, Terry.
There you go. So now we got it all covered. Now this is yours.
Thank you.
What are you guys doing today?
We've got actress Helen 12 Trees coming on today, Steve. Young up-and-coming actress. And her mom is also going to join us, Dolores 12 Trees.
Incredible, because Dolores is 204.
Yes.
That is fantastic. Have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all you moms. Without you, nothing happens, ever.
Right.
And we'll see you Monday.